Today's broadcast of Bagels and Blessings has been previously recorded at an earlier time. Shalom Chaverim, that's Hebrew for hello, friends, and Shabbat Shalom, that's Hebrew for Sabbath peace. This is Ethel Chadwick. Welcome to another week of Bagels and Blessings. What would you do if your home and all your belongings burned to the ground? Well, today you're going to hear a pre-recorded interview with Heather and Sam Walker from Paradise, California. Hold on to your seats. It's going to be powerful. I'll be right back. Bagels and Blessings is a ministry of Shemaiah Yisrael Messianic Congregation. Come fellowship with us on Saturdays at 10 o'clock a.m. We're at 1326 North Winton Road in Irondequoit. And while you're at Shemaiah Yisrael, please check out the Fig Tree Messianic Bookstore and Gift Shop. It's open after services every Saturday around noon. And it's open on Tuesdays and Thursdays from noon to 5 o'clock. The Fig Tree Bookstore is a great place to go for CDs, tapes, prayer shawls, music, shofars, books about sharing Messiah, and jewelry. That's the Fig Tree Messianic Bookstore and Gift Shop. And if you're in the Lockport, Medina, or Buffalo area, please visit Congregation Brith Hadashah. They're at 50 Alberta Drive in Amherst. Their services are every Saturday at 10:30 a.m. We recently lost a dear brother in the Lord, Mark Chopinski. He was a member of the group Israel's Hope and actually wrote most of the songs that they sang. And since we've just come through Thanksgiving week, let's just keep on being thankful. Here's Give Thanks to the Lord, Israel's Hope.
Give thanks to the Lord, for He is good and His love endures forever. Give thanks to the Lord, for He is good and His love endures forever. He is good, and His love will forever endure. We will bless His name as we all proclaim His love endures forever. Outstretched arm and by His might and His love endures forever. Adonai, Adonai, Baruch Hashem, Adonai, Adonai Melech, Adonai Malach, Adonai Yeshua Teinu. Oh,
Again, that was Israel's hope. You know, we are supposed to praise the Lord morning, noon, and night. But how many people could do that if their house burned to the ground? Please stay with me because I am just blown away at what happened to this couple. I met them when I was at a recent training in Phoenix, Arizona. And to listen to their story is incredible. And just like Job, who went through such trials and tribulations, they're still praising the Lord. Here's Debbie Chernoff with Psalm 30.
I will exalt you,
Again, that was Debbie Chernoff with Psalm 30. This is Ethel Chadwick. You're listening to Bagels and Blessings. Next, I want you to hear about a fantastic chiropractor. Dr. Ed at Upper Cervical Chiropractic of Rochester wants to meet you. He really does. Give a listen.
Have you been looking for a chiropractor in Rochester?
Unlike conventional medicine, which focuses on attempting to treat disease once it occurs, the Upper Cervical Chiropractic Care offered at Upper Cervical Chiropractic of Rochester emphasizes the importance of improving your health in an effort to reduce the risk of pain and illness in the first place. They will help you express life fully. They have been offering high-quality upper cervical chiropractic care to Rochester and upstate New York since July 2013. With state-of-the-art complete postural cone beam CT scans and complete neurological diagnostic testing equipment, they work to determine if they're what you need to get your life back. If you would like to find out if they can help your next year to be better than the last several, please book a no-charge consultation and initial examination today. Get your life back. Give them a call at 585-474-3739. Upper Cervical Chiropractic Care of Rochester, located at 1280 North Winton Road. Check them out online at www.ucccroc.com. Stay tuned for an exciting interview with Sam and Heather Walker. Their home was completely destroyed by the fires in Paradise, California, and they are still praising God. Quite a testimony. You know how to say give thanks to the Lord in Hebrew? It's Hodu Ladonai. Here are Dan and Melissa David. Beautiful song from Dan and Melissa David, Hodu Ladonai. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good and his mercy endures forever. Hallelujah. All right, I'd like to tell you about Excellent Air Heating and Cooling now. They've been sponsoring my program for many, many years. I'd like to thank Excellent Air Heating and Cooling for sponsoring Bagels and Blessings. Give them a call today at 585-889-7840. They're a family-owned and operated business. Their prices are fantastic. They will take care of your air conditioner in the summer and your furnace in the winter. Give them a call today because they love the Lord and they are excellent. Excellent Air Heating and Cooling, 585-889-7840. Did you ever hear a song that just kind of stuck in your head for days? Well, I was at a women's retreat in Savannah, Georgia last month, and the worship team did this song, Kol Hanashima, Everything That Has Breath, Praise the Lord. It's from Jamie Hilsden, who is now a member of the group Makedem. And I loved the song at the time. And then just this past week, I was at a Messianic Leaders training in Phoenix, and I heard the song again. Now, in this version, it's all in Hebrew, but I will tell you the English translation when the song is over. But this song just rocks. Love it. Okay, as promised, here is the English translation. The sea and the waves, the sound of the rain, from the mammals of the depths to the birds of the sky, the thunder and lightning, the roar of waterfalls, the wind that's in the leaves, they're all joining us to sing of you. Newborn babies crying at their birth, even the trees, they clap their hands. A sea of worshipers from all the nations with hosts of angels, they are all joining us to sing to you. And then the chorus, the part you kept hearing, Kohan Shema Til Haleyah, it is, let everything that has breath praise. Let everything that has breath praise. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Sing it together. Hallelujah. Yes, let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Straight out of Psalm 150. And next, here is a word from Europa Cafe. If you're hungry and in the mood for something different, I highly recommend the Europa Cafe in Delhi. It's at 1694 Penfield Road. They're open Mondays, Tuesdays, Saturdays from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Wednesdays and Fridays from 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. Sundays from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. Europa Deli is a gourmet food store that specializes in European foods from countries such as Russia, Ukraine, Moldova, Bulgaria, Germany, Poland, ex-Yugoslavia, and more. They have an extensive variety of imported foods, smoked meats, seafood, cheese, pastries, and more. Their cafe and bakery has the most delicious baked items. You just have to try it. Europa Cafe and Deli, 1694 Penfield Road. Call them at 585-385-2040. Come in and tell them that you heard about it on Bagels and Blessings. Shalom.
Bagels and Blessings is a ministry of Shema Yisrael Messianic Congregation. Your tax-deductible contributions will help keep this program on the air. Make checks out to Shema Yisrael, that's S-H-E-M-A-Y-I-S-R-A-E-L. And please put Bagels and Blessings on the memo portion of your check. Send your contributions to Bagels and Blessings, Post Office Box 192, Scottsville, New York, 14546-0192. And come and experience Messianic worship in person, Saturday mornings at 10 a.m. Shema Yisrael is located at 1326 North Winton Road, about a half mile south of Empire Boulevard.
This is Ethel Chadwick. You're listening to Bagels and Blessings. I just wanted to remind you that today's show was pre-recorded, so there won't be a coupon giveaway today. But please tune in next Saturday, where I'll be live in the studio, and you'll definitely have a chance to win a coupon for bagels. Well, I'm really excited to bring you an interview that I recorded just this past week. Of course, you're going to be listening to this show on Saturday, November 24th. So suffice it to say that it was around November the 14th when I interviewed this couple, Sam and Heather Walker. They're from Paradise, California. And if the city sounds familiar to you, it's because they've been on the news a lot lately. The whole town burned down. Sam and Heather lost everything. Listen to this fascinating interview and maybe appreciate what you have. Count your blessings. Sam and Heather Walker, welcome to Bagels and Blessings.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you.
I'm really excited to meet you, and I'd like to know a little bit about your stories. For example, I'll start with you, Heather. How did you find Messiah? Did you grow up in a Jewish home, or tell me a little bit about that experience?
My mother grew up in pretty much an agnostic home, and she became a believer while my father was stationed in Italy.
Really?
And it just so happened that the only American in the Italian village that she knew was backyard to backyard with my mother, and a brand new baby Christian who just had to share her faith with someone. And so my mother became a believer when I was three, and everything she learned from the Bible she would pour into me as a toddler. And I was four, and I asked God to make me his little girl forever.
How exciting!
And my father didn't become a believer till I was nine.
All right, so both of your parents did become believers.
Yes.
Wonderful. Excellent. Sam, what about your story? Did you grow up in a Jewish home?
Well, my parents were also already believers when I was born, and so I'm a second-generation Jewish believer. When I was nine, we moved from Southern California down to Miami, Florida, and my dad was a construction worker and things, so When I was 9 years old, I made a decision to follow Yeshua, actually at a Messianic Jewish congregation before they were called Messianic Jewish congregations. They didn't know what to call themselves yet. It was mid to late 70s. And it was Beth Messiah is what they called themselves, I think, Beth Messiah, but they weren't calling themselves Messianic Jews yet. But that's where I prayed to receive the Lord.
Oh, exciting, so exciting.
That was cool. And I also committed, at that time, I also committed my life to serving the Lord in full-time ministry and service. So.
How did the two of you meet?
Oh, that's a long story.
Well, let's see how concise we can make it.
It was the week of my 18th birthday. And we were both in training camp with Teen Missions International. I was going to Estonia, and Samuel was going to Israel to work on the Arab hospital in Nazareth. And I was supposed to help with rehabilitation of a farmhouse in Estonia into an alcoholic rehabilitation center. And we kind of briefly met within the camp, and then I was supposed to fly out on an Aeroflot plane to Russia, and our plane broke. It was Aeroflot. So.
But not while it was en route.
Thankfully, it was on the ground.
We were in the dish line, and I looked across and saw this beautiful woman, and she had a mezuzah.
And you went, hubba, hubba.
Exactly.
And the Jewish pickup line.
I like your mezuzah. That's a nice Jewish pickup line, you know. And we were in this camp of mostly non-Jews, but all of a sudden, here's this beautiful woman with a mezuzah.
So, and so he said, I like your mezuzah. And I said, how do you know what it is? No one ever knows what it is. And he's like, well, I'm Jewish. I was like, oh, I'm Jewish too. And a couple days later, he had a Colorado Rockies hat. I had a Colorado Rockies t-shirt. We both realized we were both Jewish. We were both from Colorado at the time. And so when my plane was broken, so I had to stay overnight and fly out on his plane. And so we flew to Moscow together. And that was like the beginning of July, middle of August. We were both in Moscow again at the same time. Spent hours talking in a courtyard, which he doesn't remember. And we never got each other's addresses and phone numbers.
Yeah.
And
oh, no.
He lived in Denver. I lived in Colorado Springs.
How'd you find her?
Actually, she found me. She came with a heavy metal Christian rock band. And I was the youth leader at a Messianic Jewish congregation in Denver at the time, and I brought them to this concert. And she was told her friend that...
Well, the band was called Megiddo, and I went to help sell t-shirts.
And she told her friend she was looking for me and turned around, and I was standing there. And so that was kind of cool. And so after we connected, we knew this is something God's putting together, so we need to not lose.
We had to pay attention to that.
Yeah.
And so I went to go and live with my grandfather during foaling season because he raises racehorses, and he's not a believer. He is very anti-anything religion. And so while I was there for 3 months, he would call me on the phone and pray with me. And that is the way to a girl's heart.
Absolutely. I love it. So right now you guys live in California, and you were telling me that you pastor two congregations?
About 12 years ago, Simchat Torah, we started Harei Yeshua. So Harei Yeshua has been around it for 12 years.
Which means Hills of Salvation.
Hills of Salvation.
Thank you. I was wondering.
Yeah. And about 4 years into that, there was a Baptist church that was looking for a pastor. But they had me preach for them while they were trying to find a pastor. And that turned into them asking if I could be the pastor. And I told them, well, I'm already pastoring, so only if you would be open to me doing both. Otherwise, I couldn't. But by doing that, it's allowed me to do full-time ministry. So I currently pastor Harei Yeshua and also First Baptist Church of Paradise.
That's wonderful. Now, speaking of Paradise,
yes,
the fact that I'm even sitting here talking with you guys is a miracle.
Yes.
And I don't always follow the news, but I did hear about the horrible fires. And can you share with us how this has impacted you?
Back in July, we had applied to and were planning to come to MLR. Here
Which
in Phoenix,
where
we are at. And so Thursday morning, November 8th, Sam dropped our son off at work and had warned us there's a fire in the canyon, you pack a bag while I'm taking him to work so that we would be prepared just in case anything happened. By the time he got back, maybe 15 minutes later, it was, we have got to flee. We have got to get the kids in the car. Sam started banging on our neighbors' doors because it's 7:30 in the morning. Some of the elderly retired on our street weren't even awake. Mm. Our neighbor wasn't awake yet, so he was banging on the doors trying to wake people up and get them out. And then had to leave and go get our son back from work. And so he left in his car to get Jaden and then go over to help his mom and dad because his father's bedridden. And I took my daughter Talia Zamira with me, and he had Talia with him. So he had two of our children. And I went to go and meet him at First Baptist Church. That was our central meeting location. 4 minutes from our house, I couldn't even get to the church. The smoke was completely black. It was like it was the middle of the night. And this is, you know, not even 8 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, no.
And so we re-changed and we were going to meet at the church we rent for Hare Yeshua. And so I was waiting there, and by then the entire mountain, every resident is trying to get down out of the fire, and he couldn't even get to me. And I didn't have keys while I was waiting there, so I couldn't get the Torah scroll out. And so I was waiting because he and my son had keys. So I was just like, well, when they get here, we can get the Torah scroll out and then we can leave. And he wasn't able to get to me.
Were you a little concerned about him getting to you at all?
Yes. And we were, thankfully, at that point, we still had the cell towers intact. So we were able to make phone calls back and forth. Because later in the day, we didn't have cell signals up there.
Yeah, so that was disappearing because usually where we have cell signal, we didn't. But we were putting my dad into his truck, there was this orange glow to the east. It was completely black. All the automatic lights had come on. You could hear explosions of propane tanks off in the distance. I mean, it was completely scary and eerie. God just gave us such grace through the whole situation.
How long did it take you to finally get to each other?
All of us together, 2 hours.
I left the congregation about 8:30. It's usually a 20-minute drive to Chico. It took me, I didn't get there till 11:30.
Yeah.
So that was 3 hours. And by the time my parents and the rest of my family met us at Barnes & Noble in Chico, after 12:30. And it's usually a 20-minute drive.
So where did you escape to?
We have a very dear friend. His name is Shamu. He is from Sri Lanka. Him and his wife, Samuel, were part of the officiating for their wedding. And he is like family. So when they heard what was going on, Shamu was like, you are coming to my home. You are not allowed to say no. You have to come here to me.
Yeah, and before that, though, was Barnes & Noble. That's where we all met.
That was our meeting area, yeah. Because we always go to Barnes & Noble. We're kind of a little addicted to books.
And I also had to get my dad somewhere safe because he needs a bed. He couldn't walk or anything. So that was hard because I got him into the emergency room down in Chico first, but then they said he had to move somewhere else, so we ended up having to take him to another care facility. Mm. But my cousins came up and got him, and they've taken him back to their home down in
Both your mom and dad.
LA, so that's taken care of. So, I mean, these things God just started to work and do. So,
tell us what you found out about your property.
Well, we know that First Baptist Church is standing. Even the plastic signs are completely untouched, not melted. There is still grass, and everything around it is burned. The church we rent, the Nazarene Church in Paradise, we were told that it was completely gone and burned down, but they had inverted the numbers and the address. And so they were reporting on it being completely gone, but had the wrong address. And so we were sent pictures of the building standing. And so
which
right
means
now,
the Torah may still be safe as well.
So yeah, right now we know that both congregations are standing. Yeah. No one can go back in. We can't send somebody to check or see as far as damage, but we know.
Our home is gone, though.
Yeah, our home is completely gone.
Completely gone. So,
I can't imagine how that must feel. You're happy to be alive.
We're happy to be alive.
But
jokingly, last week I said, Lord, it'd be so much easy to move or go wherever you want us if we didn't have all this stuff.
Be careful what you wish for. Right?
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
So actually, for us individually, it feels very freeing.
Even for our children. Our children were like, we didn't want to go back to half a home.
Yeah.
We were praying, God, if it's whole, keep it whole. If it's gone,
we
just let it be
back
completely
to smoke
gone.
Damage, you know, no. You have
and
to
having to
everything.
Sift through all the memories and stuff.
So there's nothing.
We have nothing except our washing machine is still standing, our LG washing machine. So the fridge isn't there, the stove isn't there, but LG makes a really great washing machine, and it's whole.
We have our whole family. Extended family, everybody is safe, and we have the Lord, and the Lord's taken care of us already. So many wonderful people have helped out in so many ways. Believers and non-believers have really helped out, you know. So
people listening to this are probably going to want to help as well. What is the best way to do that?
Well, online, if they would like to make a tax-deductible donation, Congregation Hare Yeshua's Facebook page has an electronic pushka where they can make a donation through PayPal.
All right, can you spell the name of the congregation for the listeners?
Congregation and then Hare, H-A-R-E-I, and Yeshua, Y-E-S-H-U-A, and HareYeshua.com is our website. And so the Facebook page, it should be a tagged post at the top of the page that has the electronic pushka.
So
we will try, make sure that that goes to either other people in our congregation who need help or to the community, or if there's things that we need
the congregation needs.
Yeah, the congregation needs, because there is going to be, I'm sure there's going to be smoke damage and stuff.
Sure.
And we will also need a new place to meet for a while anyways, until we can get.
Thankfully, Second Baptist Church in Chico has opened their doors for us to hold Shabbat service there. And for Hare Yeshua, and First Baptist has been invited to join them for their Sunday service.
Yeah. That's good. That's good. Have there been people that are unaccounted for that you know?
Yes, we have a lot of personal friends. I counted last night, we have 23 that we don't know where they are. We have 3 confirmed deaths. Bob, Barbara, and Shirley were our 3 that we know we've lost. We have several others that their families don't know where they are. We don't know where they are. Because our community is mostly a retirement community or foster care, we had care homes, we had residential homes, we had a large retirement population, and this moved so insanely fast. They said 80 football fields a minute were burning, which I can't even fathom that number.
No.
So we really have no idea what it's going to look at when they have everyone accounted for. Because none of that includes our residents. That doesn't include the transients or anything else.
How have you been able to hold on to your faith? Because I know that there are people that would just be yelling at God, that they would be mad at God and just so upset that this has happened. Like, you know, how can God allow this to happen? So how are you handling that?
To be honest about that, initially, we were upset, but we were in shock. And then when we got to Fresno, we were passing through to come down here, and we stopped at a knitting conference that my wife had already scheduled.
I had a book signing in Fresno.
And while we were there, our car got broken into, and my daughter's, my wife's knitting
electronic
spinning wheel, and our daughter's
only backpack
that she had got taken. And I'll be quite honest, at that point I got angry. And I had a few words on the way back over with the broken windshield in the back going, God, what is going on? What are you doing? What is happening? You know? And I bring that up because I think it's important that we let out our emotions.
You're human.
Right. And God already knows. He already knows, you know. So you're not hiding anything from him, and I shouldn't take it out on my wife or my kids if I'm angry with what's happening, with whatever God's doing that I don't understand, you know. But by the time I got back and after we had kind of, worked through that, then I was talking to, then that evening is when we found out about Bob. And at that point, I just broke down. And I'd been holding it together until that point. And I just sobbed, you know, for probably, you know.
Bob is one of the ones you lost?
Bob was, yeah, Bob like, Quinn a father, was a beloved, like a father to me.
Very beloved member
Jewish
of our family.
Jewish believer. I prayed with him. I baptized him. I mean, you know.
Our boys were very close to him. That was the point where our children were like, okay, things are bad and we're not okay.
And I had to go through the whole process of, if I had just turned down his road, if I had just done this, if I had just done that, you know, thinking, you know, of that. And that was very hard. And then in the middle of the night, I just had this peace from God saying, he's with me. He's okay.
Yeah.
You know, he's better off than, better off than you, you know. And
I think it was Jaden who said that night that we don't mourn like those who have no hope.
That's right. He's our 18-year-old son.
That's good.
So.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
And so, you know, we just hugged each other. Jaden came over and just hugged me while I was weeping. And then
that's when he started crying too for the first time about all of this.
But I want to encourage people that release is necessary. Letting out the anger, letting out the tears, you know, not trying to hide it.
You have to grieve.
Yes, yeah. Exactly.
Because
exactly.
We want to get through grief. We don't want to be stuck in our grief.
Our anger.
For my family personally, my parents and I, this is the third time we've lost everything.
No way.
When I was 5 or 6, my mother had cancer and our apartment burned due to a maintenance error in Maryland. And then we lived in Homestead, Florida for Hurricane Andrew and lost everything there. And now we, as far as we know, both of us, our home and their home, there's conflicting reports on their home. One person says it's standing, one person says it's not, but it looks like we've lost everything again.
But you also come to this place where you realize the things that are important.
Mm-hmm.
Things are not important. My wife, my kids, my family,
exactly. People,
that's what's important.
Absolutely.
The Lord, that's what's important. And we still have each other, and we can never lose the Lord. So when you look at it from that perspective, you know, we began crying tears of joy, not sadness.
Absolutely.
Because of the people even the people so far that we know, that we love, are with the Lord, mm-hmm. the ones that have mm-hmm. passed away. And then on the way after Fresno, we're back on the road. The lady there let us use her car so our window could be fixed, which was really awesome. You want to tell what we found out after we were on our way further down on the road?
Which part?
The part about...
The good news?
Yeah,
or,
the good news.
In the middle of all of this, my daughter Kezia is married. Her husband's family also live in the same town as us and are also right now homeless. His mother, father, grandmother, and his grandmother's husband. And so Caleb, our son-in-law, decided that we all needed our Hanukkah present early. And they had planned to show up in December on winter break from school with a large bow around my daughter's belly and tell us that we were going to be grandparents.
Aww.
And we just got the ultrasound pictures today at lunch. And so we have this beautiful little active little baby that's coming to our family in June.
Congratulations. Well, this is perfect because this leads me to my next question. In spite of everything that's happened, Thanksgiving is coming. What are you thankful for?
Well, it's we are thankful for so many things. And there's a lovely woman who they lease out their home to pastors for vacation sabbaticals at a very discounted rate in Lake Almanor. And she reached out to us last night and said, we would like to open the home for you, for your family, if you don't have a place for Thanksgiving. So that was just really kind. And so just the kindness of people. We have had so many, we were at a restaurant on our way to Phoenix and the manager brought us some champagne to celebrate new beginnings. And they even threw in with our leftovers free dessert and things. Yeah, and
people
have just been so kind. And
I'm also thankful for the friendships that we've developed
yes.
over the years. Some here at this conference, especially, you know,
30 years of friendships are represented here.
Right. Yeah. This was a healing for us to come here right in the middle of this time to get hugs from people we love and
strangers.
And yeah. Strangers, yes.
New mishpoka.
Yes.
And it's been so awesome. It really has. So we're thankful for each other and we're thankful for the Lord of it. I mean, we would not be doing any of this without him.
Mm.
And we're also open to whatever he wants for us now.
And can I share a verse?
Tying us down.
Yes, please.
The last 2 years, God has really been impressing upon my heart Hosea 2:14-15. Therefore, now we don't have Bibles, so I have to read it off my phone.
That's fine.
Therefore, I'm going to persuade her to lead her into the wilderness and speak tenderly to her there. There I will give her vineyards back to her and make the valley of Achor means trouble, into a gateway of hope. There she will respond as she did in the days of her youth, as in the day when she came out of Egypt. And so those verses have just been so constant, I mean, the last 2 years, because we despise the wilderness. Why are we in this wilderness? Why is things so hard? But it's there that we're not distracted and we can hear God's voice. And so the last month we've been just feeling overwhelmed with so many distractions in our lives. And we've been, God, we just need more focus on you. We need to just dwell on your presence and seek your face. And so in a way we are really blessed that our house is gone because all the distractions are gone.
Mm.
And it's been hard in paradise the last couple years. We've gotten a little apathetic, a little despondent. And so I love that this ends with that we will respond to the Lord the way we did in our youth and in the early love and first love of our relationship with the Lord. And so we're just looking forward to seeing that valley of trouble become a door of hope.
But also people are so open right now to the Lord in our area. And everybody I've asked to pray with have said, yes, please. And nobody's turned me down. And so just be in prayer that out of this, what the enemy, you know, what the enemy of our souls meant for evil will be turned into a victory for the Lord in that whole region.
Mm. And the pastors on the ridge have been gathering faithfully for a couple of years now, all together, all the denominations together, praying for our community, praying for our ridge, praying for revival, and for unity among the churches.
Yes.
And so that is our prayer, is that out of this tragedy, we become unified as a body of Messiah.
And we're in Phoenix, and you will rise from the ashes.
Yes. Amen. Amen. And it's interesting because my friend Sally Klein O'Connor, I've been able to go with her on Tour of Roses multiple times, where we go into places of death and proclaim the living God. And so I feel like she has been training me to return because this is now a heavy place of ash and death. They're bringing in forensic anthropologists to help sift for bone. So we have no idea what the impact of this is going to be on our community. There are no homes. There are 7,000 homes gone now. And the jobs, we had very few jobs in the first place in this small town, and most of our businesses are gone.
Mm.
So we have no idea what paradise will look like in a year or 5 years or 10 years.
Mm. Wow. Would you repeat one more time before we end, what is the website where we can donate?
HareYeshua.com, HareYeshua.com.
Yes, well, I'm encouraging everyone listening to please go to that website and give generously. Heather and Sam, thank you so much for sharing your story, and you're a real inspiration to me, and I can't imagine what you're going through, but I can see the joy of the Lord is still in you.
Mm-hmm.
And so I will keep you in my prayers and keep me posted, and may the Lord bless you, and may he restore triple-fold everything that you've lost.
Thank you.
In Yeshua's name.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Shalom.
Shalom.
Well, that was a powerful interview with Sam and Heather Walker. I should say Pastor Sam and Heather Walker. If you are feeling led to donate and help them out,
You can go to their congregational website, Harei Yeshua, H-A-R-E-I, Harei Yeshua. They have a Facebook page, and you can click on a link there to donate. And keep them in your prayers. And my heart just goes out to them. All right, right now we've got We Being Many. This is a father-daughter duet with Marty and Misha Goetz.
And we being many are one body in Christ, in Christ, and everyone members of one another, loving each other with God as our Father, who loves us as a mother loves her newborn child.
We are his bride, taken from his side when blood and water fell from the broken heart of Israel. See the Lord provide, the precious Lamb who died, the great I Am who cried, Eli, Eli, Lama Azavtani, Abba El Shaddai, to God I give my love.
Hello, this is Marty Goetz, and you are listening to Bagels and Blessings.
Here's Corey Bell with Lev Shalom. You are good.
You are good and your mercy endureth forever.
Yivarechech Adonai Vayishmorecha Yair Adonai Panav Alecha Vikunecha Yisa Adonai Panav Alecha V'yasem Lecha Shalom.
Now may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you his peace. This is Ethel Chadwick saying Shalom Alechem, peace be with you. Remember, every day of your life is an opportunity to be a blessing to someone. Thank you so much for listening to Bagels and Blessings. Shalom.